Well, yeah, I'm a drag artist, a drag queen comedian. I've been in the business now for, 20 years, 21 years coming up this year.
Wow.
I live in Brighton. Big fat old camp queen, and I've been going around the, knocking around the circuit for years. Yeah, I've been doing loads and loads and loads of ladies' nights all around the UK and Europe. Never been to Tenerife, so it's going to be coming as a bit of a shock because I don't know what the girls are like and the expats are like out there. So looking forward to it.
I would say the girls, they're just up for a good time. Everybody's going to be there. They just want to have fun, and it seems like that you've got that in the bag.
Oh, well, I hope so. We've got loads of hot men. We've got loads and loads of husband and boyfriend jokes, a little bit of rudeness, naughtiness and fun. Butlins for women, basically. Butlins for girls. Loads of camp and loads of fun. So I'm looking forward to bringing that over with us when we come over.
I'm excited about it, I can tell you. Brighton, it must be quite tough in Brighton. Is there a lot of drag artists in Brighton?
Yeah, there's a load of drag artists in Brighton, but usually there's about five or six of the most professional ones. We've been going the longest, you know, that kind of stuff. And then there's some newbies that have just started in the last couple of years who you try and help out. But, I mean, drag is an art form. It's not... I mean, a lot of people think that drag is just a case of bunging on a frock and there you go and you can make people laugh, but it's not like that at all. I mean, you've got to have experience and comedy timing and all that kind of stuff. And what I like about doing ladies' nights is that it is just ladies only. There's no men allowed, and the only men are the strippers on the stage and, you know, or the dancers, should we say. And when they when the girls are all cheering and screaming, I think it's good fun. The other side of it is that women do appreciate, I think, comedy. You make a woman laugh, I think that's great fun.
Absolutely. Girls, they are going to love it. Do you not enjoy, though, having men in the audience and seeing them squirm a little bit?
Too much so. Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to coming over. I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous venue, loads of good light and sound, I've been told by friends that it's a lovely place. And yeah, so I'm just really looking forward to it. So and we get to come over the night before to sample the local nightlife as well, which
yes.
I'm going to enjoy.
Yeah, we've got a few gay bars out here, but just generally the bars in general. We even have a drag bar out here. You never know, you could go and show them a tip or two.
Yeah. I have a friend who works in Sitges and other people in different islands around and stuff like that. So it'd be nice to come and see you guys. So looking forward to it. Good fun.
We're looking forward to it as well. Now, listen, I've been doing a bit of stalking, if I'm honest, and I've been looking at you on YouTube and Google, just been Googling you. And what I like, first of all, hilarious, very cheeky, very, very funny. Also, what I've noticed that you do, that some drag artists that I've seen in the past don't, you can actually sing. You're not just miming along.
No, I mean, many people would disagree with you. Well, I've got a little tagline, actually. I'm known in Brighton as the voice of 1,000 fags. So, so there you go. But, yeah, no, I mean, we do some up-tempo songs. We get the girls clapping along, and we do some things like an ABBA medley or an I Will Survive or something like that, a real good girl power song, but nothing too operatic or military wives. So, so songs in the show, lots of songs, lots of jokes, lots of patter, lots of audience participation, and just lots of camp and naughtiness. And getting more excited just by talking to you, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Tell us, do you know the boys that are coming over, the boys that are going to be putting the tees back into strip?
Yeah, absolutely. 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 So, but no, I mean, lots of good fun. I mean, we've got lovely William. He's from Manchester. He's flying over. And we've also got Joshua. Now, Joshua is a beautiful lad, and I would say, well, I know he's 24 years old, very hunky, very lovely, and also Marshall, who's just one of the top dancers in London, basically, and he just leaves his soul on the stage when he's finished work. I mean, he just is a total performer, brilliant fun, you know, where the girls will be going, I can guarantee you, screaming.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know, I've never been to obviously one of your shows or your ladies' nights. I've been to ladies' nights in the past. In fact, some of them have been a bit pants, if I'm honest. Like, ended up with the stripper just squirting a bit of squirty cream, jiggling about, and then doing one. So this is so much more than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's so much more than that. It's not just sort of like squeezy cream and licking it off the chest. I mean, although there is that involved in it, but there's a lot more movement. There's a lot more, although it's not a troupe show as such, then they're not coming out sort of like all dancing together as such. But what is going to happen is that there is some comedy in elements in each show, and I'm not going to tell you what they are because it would ruin it, so I don't want to ruin it. But a lot of it is up to date. But you do have to have your old classics in there. Sometimes your officer or a gentleman and your dirty dancing and that kind of stuff that people like to hear. But there's also some comedy elements and a few surprises during the guys' performances, which I don't think the girls would have seen before. So, and that's what I'm excited about performing with, you know, showing a different aspect to the stripping world, which is you don't have to be completely serious all the time. And you can enjoy yourself while you're at work, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So don't ruin those surprises, yeah, for us yet. We'll wait and see what they are on the actual night. You never fancied going down the stripper route yourself, then?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm too large and too... No, not for me, darling, not for me. No.
What happened then? You started out as a drag queen. Did you just sort of like start singing one day and thought, hang on a minute, this will be better in a frock? What happened? How did you get into it?
It started years ago. I was in a place called St Albans in Hertfordshire.
And, I know it, yeah.
There was a drag queen on who was supposed to host and who was ill. So I stood in for him and I sort of wore his clothes and sort of put the makeup on and didn't really know what I was doing. And then it just sort of stemmed from there, and I started doing ladies' nights and gay pubs and cabaret bars all across, you know, the UK, and then started to do Europe more. And now I even go as far as Thailand and perform.
Do you?
And the USA as well, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, it's just, yeah. So
21 years later, you're travelling the world.
It's a good job. It's a good life.
I can imagine. It sounds like a lot of fun. We're really, really excited to have you over here. What have you got lined up after Tenerife? Are you off to, I don't know, Australia? Wait, where next?
Oh, right. It's funny you should say that because I'm actually off to Thailand, yeah. We do a lot of fundraising for the orphanages over in Thailand. So I'm off to Thailand to do a show for the expats over there. And after that, I'm back. I'm just looking... I'm working with Sam Bailey this Saturday, actually.
Just casually working with Sam Bailey, yeah.
So that's nice. A bit of a name drop in there. And then a few local gay bars. I'm over in... and then Manchester for the weekend in mid-September when we are going to really party because Manchester has a very vibrant gay scene as well. So we travel all over the UK, so... Yeah.
You sound very busy. You are jam packed.
Yeah, I am actually. It's a full diary. I can't complain.
You fly out the day before you perform here, and then is it back home the next day?
Yeah, well, we're coming over on the Thursday night, which I'm really looking forward to. We don't land till 7, and then hopefully we'll have some dinner and a few beers or something, and then on Friday night we'll do the show, and then Saturday morning we're off. Yeah.
Wow, fly out, wow.
Yeah. But we'll have a few drinks after the show with the boys on Saturday night, on Friday night rather, and we'll have a good time, you know, so...
I'm sure there'll be plenty of people wanting to get their selfies with you as well.
Absolutely, and it is a 4.5-hour flight, so we can always sleep on the plane.
Absolutely,
so
yeah. Listen, it's been so nice chatting to you. I'm really, really excited. It's literally only about, what, 9 days away now? 10 days away?
I know.
We're really looking forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for chatting to me.
All right then, my darling.
Enjoy the rest of your day. And, yeah, we'll see you for the ultimate girls night out next week.
You definitely will. And I'm so looking forward to it. And I hope all your listeners get their tickets and come along because I'm really looking forward to seeing you all. So...
Yes, I'm sure they will. Thank you. Take care, Davina.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. Really looking forward to that. So, just so you know, it's a night not to be missed. If you haven't already got your ticket, you need to get them because they will be selling out very, very quickly by now. You can get your tickets for €25 or €35 if you want the gold upgrade. That's Friday, the 9th of September, a week on Friday. The doors open at 8. And you can get your tickets by calling this number, 669-622-622. You can go on the website, www.showtimetenerife.com. Or even, like I said earlier, pop down to the studios here in Leicestershire and you can get your tickets here as well.